This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Paul joins us for Blown Off. Hey, Paul.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning. Paul, what's your story, dude? What's going on?
Well, listen, I got this girl who is totally blowing me off. And I need you guys to call her.
Okay. What's this girl's name?
Her name is Judy.
All right, and
yeah, we met on an airplane, right? Well, we met before we got on the plane. We were both on standby together.
Oh, you were on standby together. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're just sort of waiting for our names to be called when we started talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell she really wanted to get home, so I just thought, like, if they called my name first, I would give her my seat, and I told her. And when they did call my name, I went up to go check to see if she could have my seat, but they called her name right about that time, and so we both got seats on the plane.
That is so sweet of you.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, what a nice guy.
It was great, you know, and we actually ended up next to each other on the plane and got to talking, just got to know each other a little bit better. And when we got back to Jacksonville, you know, I walked her out to her car and I asked for her number. She gave me her number.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple days later, we go out having a nice evening. I think everything is going good. She's funny and interesting and we like the same music. And I actually, like, we had some music in common, so I actually just downloaded some on my phone, some songs she hadn't heard, and I played it for her, and it was nice, and I was just trying to have, like, a romantic evening, and around that point, I suggested that maybe we go somewhere else, and she just asked me to take her home.
Really?
Really? Uh-oh. Where did you suggest you go?
Well, you know, I wasn't saying that we were going all the way back, you know what I mean? I just said maybe she wanted to go to the park or take a walk or something like that. And ever since then, she won't take my calls or my texts. I don't know what is going on. I'm just getting blown off.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Hmm. Okay, we will call Judy in just a minute and find out why after you guys were flying high, you've now kind of come back down to earth.
Yeah.
All right. You like that, Megan?
Yeah, that was really creative, Mark. I appreciate it.
We're going to call now and see if we can find out. Okay, Paul?
Great.
All right, here we go. Listen carefully. Don't say a word.
Hello?
Judy?
Yes?
Oh, thank God.
Who is this?
Judy, hi, it's Mark Kay and Megan.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, who are y'all?
We're calling from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, my God, what are you calling me for?
Well, we wanted to talk to you on the air. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, Judy, we're actually calling you about a guy, his name is Paul, that you went out with.
Who?
Paul? He says you're blowing him off, and he really needs to know why.
You met him on an airplane. You were both flying standby, then he took you out?
Right.
Oh, my God. No, 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 no. That dude is a pirate. No.
He's a what?
He's a pirate. He steals stuff off the internet. I thought it was like this whole Sleepless in Seattle moment. You know how they, like, first saw each other at the airport, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is great. Yay. So he asked me out. We go. And so he says that he's going to get music that I like on his phone. I'm like, well, how sweet is that? I said, well, listen,
yeah,
you don't have to buy all those songs. They're like $1.29. You know, it's going to run up.
He goes,
no, I'm not buying them. I'm downloading them. And I said, that's stealing. He goes, no, that's sharing. I said, no, if we turn on the radio, they are sharing. If you download it without paying, you're stealing. He fails to see the difference.
Oh.
That's why you don't like me, because I downloaded some music?
Oh, my Lord.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, all those rich musicians, you know, Beyonce's not going to miss my $1.29.
No, I don't think so. All right, listen, Judy, the reason you're blowing off Paul is because he pirated music off the internet.
Character, and it's not about Beyonce and the $1.29. Okay, piracy is not a victimless crime.
Okay, all right, hang on one second, Judy. Hang on, I know you have a lot more you want to say. I can feel it. Arr, me hate me mateys. No, not that kind of pirate, Paul. And you didn't pay for it, right, Paul? You just went to some pirate website and downloaded something.
That's a heavy word, but yes, I just went to a website and downloaded it.
Okay, and you You did this because you were trying to impress Judy or get some romantic music or something.
Yeah. I was just trying to surprise her with some music she said that she liked, and I was just trying to make the situation a little bit more romantic.
Okay, but it backfired in your face because Judy, you say that piracy is not a victimless crime, and you don't like that he's doing illegal things.
When you're downloading songs from the internet for free, you're stealing them. And you think that's okay because it's romantic. Did you rob a grave and get me some flowers? I mean, is that sharing? Or
well, that's just creepy,
here?
I think, more
you
than...
What?
So you don't understand Paul at all where Judy's coming from? You think that that's perfectly fine?
No, I completely understand where she's coming from.
Right.
I guess I just didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Think about not just the artists, but the truck drivers who deliver the albums and stuff.
The truck drivers aren't affected by illegal downloads because they don't deliver downloads. Like, albums aren't delivered by...
But she's saying when people buy albums, they're delivering it to the stores.
But nobody buys albums anymore.
Well, right. That's like kind of her point.
I see. So you're saying that when you steal music, you're putting good, hardworking people out of work, not just Beyonce and Jay-Z and stuff.
Right. It's not just them sitting in their living room speaking into a microphone. It's all the background singers. It's the musicians.
Right.
It's the producers.
Yeah. No,
you know a lot about the music, but are you in the music industry, Judy, or?
No, I just know a lot about a lot of... Why do you think concert tickets are, $400 each? That's the only way they can make money now.
What concerts are you going to?
What concerts are you going to for $400?
Holy crap.
Well, if you want good seats.
Oh, yeah, if you want... I just go to the promotions department and say, hey, I need
these tickets.
Well, hey, if any fall off the truck, let me know. I'll buy you dinner.
Well, no, that would be stealing.
Yeah.
If they fall off the truck, Judy, you should...
That would be stealing.
Yeah, that would be stealing. All right, hang on.
She's confused.
Judy, you're not interested in going out with Paul at all because he's a stealing, thieving pirate.
That is correct.
Okay. It's the big A morning mess. 340-9595, 800-475-9595.